Good morning. This past week's daf, daf Lamed Beis, Yom Maseches Pesachim, second perek. The sugya that the Gemara is dealing with is the sugya of truma within of someone a zor who is truma v'shoigig. The pasuk in Pashas Emor says, "V'ish ki yechal kodesh b'shkogu." A person eats kodesh b'shkogu. Rashi tells us from the Gemara that the kodesh the pasuk is talking about is truma, right? Truma, right, which was set aside. Person has tevel; he has to be misaken his tevel by taking off certain things, Kohen, Levi, Meis Hasheni, Truma. So, Ish Kiyecha Kohenish B'Shkogo, the person who eats it is a Zor. Kohen, only Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. It's also for a person who's not a Kohen, not a Kohen to eat Truma. If by mistake, he didn't know it was Truma. V'Ish Kiyecha Kohenish B'Shkogo, so what's the Halach V'Yosach HaMishisi Olav? So the halacha is that he has to add a chaymish. It means that he has to be repaid what he ate. So let's refer to the keren, right? That's the amount that he ate. And he has to add on a fifth. And he should give to the kohen the kodesh, that which is kodesh. Now the Gemara Bayas brings the drasha later. Benos Nakhain said Kodesh, Rashi says, over there, Dova Horali is Kodesh, that the payment has to be of something that's really to become Truma, meaning that you can't pay money. It has to be something, produce, something which is really that it could become, get the Kedusha's Truma. Shene Prele Mois, Ela Perishal Chun, the Heinas and Truma. So the way the payment over here is done is that it has to be payment has to be of something which is really as kodesh, something which could have kedushas truma, and when he makes the payment, whenever that point is, then the truma kedushas truma comes onto it. That's the halacha. So he's like sort of replacing the truma that he ate. Now this halacha over here is if one eats truma b'shoigeg. So then you have this special din over here. Person eats it b'mezit. So you know, someone takes someone else's, right? Yisrael goes and takes the kohen's truma and he eats it. So he's a simple gazlin over here, and he has the chiyuvim of a gazlin. You have to repay it. These special dinim over here were given to a shaygig, and we'll see that the din of a shaygig over here is dvorim noisofim, additional halachas that you have over here. A ganav doesn't pay chaymish. And a ganav, when he steals, he could pay back whatever he wants. He doesn't have to pay back necessarily, right, with any the form that he took it, right? Calls man that it's intact, it's been, that's the behavior that Asher goes up. But if a ganav steals something and he eats it, it's not here. So then the payment that he pays back is whatever he wants, as long as it has the value of what he stole. So this din over here of Shegig is Kipshuta, he's also has the din of a gazlan, but these are additional dinim over here. Right? That you have to be Moisef Chaymish, and that you have to pay back the daf but Dover earlier is Kodesh, and that's where the Gemara Shaila will come in. We'll see. So we're going to start from the Gemara, then we'll go back and we'll do the Mishnah. Right, the Gemara over here on the Flamin Alpha on Bay, second last line, Tan Hossam. The Mishnah Meseches Shumas. Ha'echel Shuma B'Shoigeg. Someone eats Shuma B'Shoigeg, Gazor, eats Shuma B'Shoigeg. Mushan Kerem V'Chomish. He has to pay Keren, which is the amount that he took, and he has to add on a fifth. This is whether he eats it, or it's a liquid and he drinks it, or it's truma, that's if he implements oil, right? And he smears himself with it. This all is included in this halach. The pasuk says, "Ishki yoichal kodesh, yoichal kodesh." This is definitely a condition over here, as opposed to prat lamazik. Right, if someone takes something, takes truma, and he doesn't benefit from it in these ways, it just destroys it, then he doesn't have this din. Ishki yoichal kodesh. That's when you have this halacha that you have to add the chaymish, and this parasha was said. And this mission is telling us that achilush siya and sicha. The mission contains echad truma tmei vechad truma tahoira. That this halacha applies whether the truma is tar or the truma is tameh. Now we know what halacha is, that truma tahoira. If the truma is tahor, so then it may be eaten, and it is supposed to be eaten. That's how the kain is supposed to benefit from it. Truma tmeya, then it can't be eaten. It's also to eat. However, the kain still could benefit and should still be benefit from it. In other ways, the Gemara talks about sik tachas tafshiloi to use it. Use it as firewood, fuel. So this halacha that if someone eats truma that he's mechuyav to pay, the Mishnah says that applies whether the truma is tov or it's tamei, whether the truma was permitted to be eaten or not. Regardless, he has this halacha. Now the din is on all these things he pays chomesh. V'chomesh chumsha, v'chomesh the chumsha, v'chumsha the chumsha. The chomesh of the chomesh, which Rashi explains, means that being that when he pays, the keren and the chomesh both get kedushas truma. So what this halacha over here is saying is that the din of the chomesh, the din truma that it has, it's the full din truma, and were he to afterwards by mistake eat this chomesh that became truma, that chomesh could be mechayev the same dinim. Now he'd be mechayev keren, which is the value of the chomesh, and an additional chomesh on that. That's the halacha of chomesh to chomesha, that the chomesh that he made that for the original payment, for the first time payment, that could be mechayev itself a chomesh a second time. Let's see Rashi on top. Vech rasoch, damim perk bas, the yuma sich kishsir. Ushsir b'chal achila. The pasuk says, ish ki yoichal. So where does anything other than achila come from? So working the other way, Rashi says that shsir is b'chal achila, that we know in general that Achila includes Shasiya also, so that's how we know Shasiya. And Sicha is Kishsiya, right? The Gemara Yom over there learns that Sicha is Kishsiya. V'hocha kasef ki yoichal kodesh v'shkoga. And over the pasuk ki yoichal kodesh v'shkoga, that's why it has to fit into the Achila requirement that the pasuk says. The ilu gozla v'shlich l'nor, were he not to do one of these things which is included in Achila, let's say he steals the Truma. V'shlich l'nor, afil b'shegig, even if it's b'shegig, like I mentioned before, this whole part of the parasha is b'shegig. If he eats it b'meis, it doesn't have his halacha. So we're saying that even if it fits the b'shegig requirement, but what he did was that he took it, he didn't realize it was Truma, right? He thought it was stealing from someone else, right? So he took it and threw it into the Nahor, and he finds out that he took the Tshuma. So Tshuma. The lo yada shehi Tshuma, enu misham chaymish. Then he doesn't have the din to pay the chaymish. Like Karen, he pays Karen, kshar mazik, chulin, the alma. The regular parasha of Nizokim, mazik, gazlin, the omar mar, ki yechel prat lemazik. The more learns that our parasha, the chiyuvim, of Achilas Truma is Dafka Achila, what fits into the Achila category, to exclude Mazik. If one is Mazik Truma, then he doesn't have these Chiyuvim. Zok Rashi Vayit V'chomish Chomsho Shehat Hashlume Nas in Truma. The payment, that original Karen V'chomish becomes Truma. V'mchaz Av'ochal B'shoigeg Oysa Chomish Rishin. And if in turn he mistakenly eats the chaymish that he set aside as payment for the first achilas truma, he by mistake eats that also. Then he'll pay chaymish on that itself also. That's the Mishnah saying. Okay, now ready for the Gemara Shaila. And then this is what it's going to be relevant to our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to use our Mishnah as a raya to help us decide the following Shaila. Iboiluhu. Iboiluhu. The Bnei Yeshiva, this Medrash, when they learned this Mishnah over here, it was inserted a Shaila by them. Kishum Shalim, the payment that one pays. When he eats Truma B'Shoigeg, Lefi Mid Misham, Lefi Domim Mishalim. We definitely know, like we mentioned before, the Pasuk says that what you're paying is you're paying, we'll call it Pages. That's definitely the form that you're paying, right? So it's so different than a regular gazlan that he could pay with any form that he wants. But over here, we definitely know that you have to pay. The form of payment has to be, we'll call it payis. And that's what form it has to be. However, the Gemara wants to know like this. Lefi mida mishalem, is he paying according to the measure that he ate? Or he's paying the value according to the value of what he took. Let's see that first Rashi. Iboiluhu. Ki v'ngavet shumu v'shegig kopir rachmona atashlumi peidis v'leimois. The root of the Shaila starts from right over here. Since we find that regardless, this is not included in the Shaila, this is definitely for sure, that the Torah was makbid, the Torah was specific. That the form of payment has to be peiris. You can't pay with mois. The Pasuk says, you have to give the kain. What are you giving the kain? It's a kodesh. Like we saw, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Dov Horoli is kodesh. The payment has to be with payers. So this leads us to start thinking that maybe the whole mechayev over here, or how much or your mechayev to pay, maybe it has a whole different way, differently than that of a gazlan. A gazlan steals; it's all value, right? That's how the chiyuvim of gazlan mazik are, right? It's all value. That's what the chiv is, value. So it's exactly what you took, and you know how many pounds or whatever it was is irrelevant. It all translates into value, right? That's the din of mazik and ganav is concerned.
A gazlan could pay back with whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So he,
as long as the thing is not, like I mentioned, as long as the thing is not, that what he stole is not around anymore. If this thing that he stole is around, he has to give that back. Once that's not here, then he can pay what he wants.
So he stole 5 pounds of apples and he wants to give back, he could give somebody a chair back?
Yeah. Okay. Right? What we view is that he stole $5. Right. He stole a $5 value. He's mechuyah $5. Mm-hmm. Right. However you want to get that over to him, you could do that. However, over here, the Torah told us that there's specific, you have to pay with peiros. So on that, Rashi continues explaining, this is the basis of the Gemara's Shaila now, that maybe in this lies maybe something more fundamental. The Gemara says, Lefi midah mishalim, or lefi domim mishalim. This that he's paying, is he paying the measure that he ate? Say he ate a pound of apples, right? Good example. But we're just talking our terms, right? Let's say he ate a pound of apples. So lefi midah mishalim means that he has to pay a pound. Oh, that's what he took. He took a pound. He got to give back a pound. Or lefi dom mishalim, or no, that pound of apples was worth $5. So he took $5. He has to pay back $5. Now, the $5 that he's paying is going to be in the form of apples, let's say. It doesn't even have the apples either. It has to be dover oleh, it's kodesh, right? Right? So this requirement doesn't necessarily have to be what he could have stole apples, he'll pay back in peers, right? Meat, I don't know, that's no. Not true. But dover oleh is kodesh, something that has its din, right? Has the din of truma, right? Meat is not... Okay.
No.
Lechem. Right. The wheat. You'll work out the, you know. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not cash.
Right. Not cash. So the Morris is asking a clearing shiloh over here. That what is the chiv, the obligation over here? Is it a monetary obligation, which is paid in the form of payers? Or maybe the obligation of purpose is not even a monetary obligation. What your mechuyev is, midah, measure. Your mechuyev, pounds. Right? You took X pounds, that's how much you mechuyev. Give back that many pounds. In what form am I paying these pounds? In dover eles kodesh. I can't give pounds of meat, but I'll have to give pounds of something, some of payers. Rashi continues, Begazlun dechulin... Shegeg oimezid by the regular din of Gazlan, and he's stealing chul, right? So then, whether it's shegeg, whether it's mezid, doesn't have this mess. That's the regular din of Gazlan. V'chein Gazlan the truma's mezid, or else even if what was taken was truma, but it was mezid, like we explained, this parasha condition is only shegeg. Once it's done mezid intentionally, then you don't have this parasha. Then you're regular Gazlan. So by these things, lo yiboilon, we have no sham, no question. Kimet lo yikaper achlan atashlumin dirhu. Since the Torah doesn't have any hakpada, there's no specific way to pay. The Omar Yosh of the rabbis, afilu shavu kesef, afilu subin. Right? Famous drosha, right? We know from Baba Kamet. Yoshev, right? Kesef Yoshev of the Olu, the Gemara learns from over there, that the rabbi shavu kesef, in the payment of damages, Mazik, Gazlan, all the others over there, one may pay Shavu Kesef, I feel Subin, right? Even a low grade, right? Subin, like animal food, right? Or whatever, you know, it's Subin, right? Brand, right? As long as it has a value, right? Like they used to say, you can play with rusty nails, right? As long as it has, you know, you're fine, you know, 10 pounds of rusty nails, you know, you rack a little cash up. Right? I feel Subin. So these things, vad lefidomim mishalim, that's definitely, you're paying lefidomim. Aval b'tshuma shoygig, but by tshuma shoygig, this parash over here, ibo yilon. Hoyo v'hikbir ha-Torah l'shalim peiris. Since the Torah was marked with, that you the payment has to be dafk with peiris, so this is what brings us to think that possibly that what your chiv is, it's not a value. It's not a question of value over here. What your obligation is your mechuyev midah, your mechuyev the amount, right, that was taken, pounds, let's say, right. So he took a pound of truma. He's mechuyev back another pound of truma. Value is not the point at all. Right? And we'll see in the Gemara what the nafkamina is. What's the difference? I mean, you know, you stole, you know, he ate 1 pound at $1, and now you're going to give back 1 pound, $1. Well, what's the difference, right?
But if he took 1 pound of the best peiros, and now he's going to give back 1 pound of the worst peiros, that's a nafkamina to the person who stole it from.
Okay.
How could it?
You see, that there'll be a difference.
Why would we think that he could do that?
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't, when the Gemara speaks that what the nafkamina mishael is, the Gemara doesn't mention that. Right? The Gemara, in bringing a rai, the Gemara talks about such a thing like that. But let's now the Gemara is going to discuss right now that what's the difference, right? What is the difference? Because you know the Gemara is thinking right now. I mean, if he, like I just mentioned, right? If he took truma that 1 pound at $1. So today, I mean, you gotta give back the whatever you're doing, right? £1, $1, it's all the same. That's what Mura's thinking. So where would there be an afkamina? Mura's gonna say, well, if they must be like, if it's some kind of change in the value, right? That might make a difference. Let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara Azeh. See that, the fourth line from the top. Kol hecha demei korosha ve'aba zuzei. If the situation would be that originally it was worth four zuz, what he ate at the time that he ate it was four zuzing. Let's say it went down in price, right? He stole a pound of apples that were worth at the time that he ate it
$4,
right? And now when he's coming to make the payment, it's worth $1. You can get the 4 pounds. What did we say? How much? One pound of that for $1. Yeah, so we might have thought that this would be a nafkamina over here, because if he's mechuyev to paying value, so you know it's worth one, so pay one. If he's mechuyev to pay
four,
value would be four.
He stole four. No, he was b'shogeg. He took four.
He took...
Bismana was four.
Right.
Now the value went down to one.
so the Gemara, we'll see, the reason why it's late Boiloch, the Gemara is saying, because definitely can make Kor Mishalim, right? The Gemara is saying over here that, in this case over here, we would have thought that this was an Afgamina, right? That's the Chesh of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that over here, you know, so that means that if you're looking mitzad the din of truma itself, right? That's what Gemara is saying over here. Then how much would he have to pay? As far as the din of truma, the Gemara is thinking that maybe he'd only have to pay one. Right? The Gemara is saying that the reason why it's loyti boyeloch, the vadi Gemara mosham fidomim, the loygora migazlan. Right, and that's the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying over here that he's not any worse than the din of a gazlan, which means like this. This Gemara seems to be saying like this, that our shaila over here is a shaila that what is this special parsha in the Torah over here? What is this din? Is it a new din over here? What's that mechayev? The Gemara wants to know, is that mechayev a value mechayev, or it's a measure. So the more is saying over here that lechora that if it's a measure, so then he could pay whatever the measurement, right? Which today is only worth one. So on that thing, more is saying that he's not worse than a regular ganav, right? In other words, this is not a kula. Right, this parasha over here is not making it more lenient for him, right? On the contrary, it's making it more strict over here. So that's what we're saying. He's loygora migazlan. The more saying over here that if the din of gazlan would say that he has to pay four, so over here, regardless, he's going to have to pay the four, right? Now let's hear this, because this Gemara, if you make the cheshbon, is a little difficult. But let's hear the Gemara. Right, so Nachmal, the Gemara is saying over here that l'chayre there should have been a nafkamina if originally the pound was four and went down to one. If you're paying lefi mida, so you could pay now the pound, even though it's only worth one. Right? That's what the Gemara was thinking. On that, the Gemara saying no, because he's legor migazlin. Right? That's the chesed of the Gemara. Zot Gemara, you might have thought that this would have been a nafkamina. And that Gemara says, no, it's not nafkamina. Why? Because legor migazlin. Legor migazlin means that he's not worse than a regular gazlin. And if a regular guy, let's say he wasn't shoygig, right? Let's say he wasn't truma. So what's the halach, right? What's the halach of stam gazlin? He steals something at four. He eats it, right? And at time of the payment, it went down in value, right? So could the gazlin, you know, pay the pound? No, right? It's value, even though what he's paying now, he ate one apple, he's paying four apples, right? But since the chiv of a gazlin is a value chiv, at the time that he stole the one apple, it was worth four. So that's what he's mechayiv. Mechayiv $4. So at the time of the payment, you got to pay $4. If today, you know, four apples is the $4. That's what you got to pay. So even though you're paying more mida, more measure, that's the din of a gazlan. I call it mishlam kshas hagzela. The Gemara brings over here. So the Gemara is saying over here that by us, this oichel truma b'shegig is a gazlan plus. That's what he is. He is a regular gazlan. He has a regular chiyuvim of a gazlan. But on top of that, he has stringencies. Now, what his stringencies are is really the Gemara's question over here. Right? In other words, is the stringency in the chiyuv itself? That means that he has two chiyuvim over here. He has a chiyuv of shavius. That's the regular gazlan dika halacha. And on top of that, he also has a chiyuv of measure. Right? That's the tzad of the Gemara that lefi midah mishalim. The other tzad of the Gemara is that his chiyuv is really the same as far as asking has gone up, that he's mechuyuv shavius. The only chum that he has is that as far as the payment plan is concerned, that for him, you don't have the din of Yoshua Rabbi Shava Kesef. You can't just give what you want. You got to give Dafka Peirs of Aurelius Kodesh, right? And there's din of a Chaymish. Right? Those are the extra dinim. So that's what the Gemara over here is clearing. So therefore, the Gemara is saying like this, that in order to appreciate the Nafka Mina over here of our Shaila, if you want to know whether there's a Machayiv in Mida, so on that the Gemara says that you're not going to see that in the case when it was originally worth four and went down to one. To say that I'll be able to get away with a one, with a one today. I'll pay the mida, right? And I'll be able to get it with a cheaper price. That's true that the din of lefi mida will satisfy that, but you're legor migazlan. So that means that you have the regular chiv of gazlan, which is mechayev the four. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. All right. So you see here, what the Gemara is saying is that this oichel truma b'shegig is a gazlan plus. That's what it is. You have the regular parsha of gazlan, and then this parsha is going to add on stringencies and limitations to how he could pay. And possibly his chiyuvim.
Not any less than a gazlan would have to pay.
Right, it's not any less than a gazlan. So therefore the Gemara Shaila over here of lefimida lefidomim is only going to see if lefimida will be a chumra, will make him pay more than a ganav. Because if the ganav could have gotten away with less, because you're dealing with value, so he might not be able to get away. That's what the Gemara is heading at.
But it's not. It's not. I mean, the way I understand it, it's not that we're saying that truma has a more chamer, is as chamer as gneva. It's that you have the two things happening simultaneously. It's first of all you have to deal with your gneva aspect.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, you have to deal with the truma. So even if theoretically the truma you could have paid less,
right?
But you're going to still have to deal. There's still a
right. Now, let's see the Rashi over here. I'll say the whole Gemara says over here. If the story was that the 1 pound that he ate was worth 4 at the time that he ate it, and at the time of the payment it's worth 1, loyti boiloch. Over there, there's no shaila, even though it could have been a shaila. Right? That's what I'm saying, right? As far as the truma is concerned, that there would be a difference. But that the reason why it's not a shaila, you'll definitely have to pay 4 anyways. Radikim kar misham. You definitely have to pay the high price of 4, the fee domin. Why? The loy garmi gazlin. Because he's not any worse than Gazlin. This man called Gazlin Misham Shasak Zela. That's a law of a Gazlin. Gazlin pays because Shasak Zela. Meaning to say that if the thing that he stole and destroyed went down in price, so at the time of payment, what might have thought? He says, listen, I stole your chair, right? It was worth $10 when I stole it, but today it's 1. So, let me give you 1. Or let me even give you the chair, right? The chiev is the vow that it was at the time that he stole it. So that's more saying, like he's saying over here, as far as the gazlan aspect of what's happening over here, that's mechayev. That is mechayev, the value of 4. Let's see Rashi. Kol heicha d'meikara, kisha ochlom, have a shav yehach, Gar yuo dalit zuzi. This pound was worth 4 zuzi. V'hashto kishim shalim. And now when it's coming to play shavya zuzo, this 1 pound, same amount, is worth 1 zuz. V'suloi, that's all it's worth. Loi tiboilon. This is not a shail. Even though l'chor, it should be a nafkamin, whether yechir is lefi dom or lefi mida. Rashi says, "Nehi nami de ichpar le achilas truma b'tashlumei mida." True, that he has kapara. And Rashi mentions something over here, which is relevant, that the tashlumei truma is kapara. Right, that's where these halachas come from. Right, it's part of his kapara for eating the truma. Nehi. Difficulty with the words over here, but it says, "Let it be that mitzad the din truma, that could be taken care of with tashlume mida, and therefore you could pay, given the 1 pound now. However, that soif kol soif." He stole momness of the kohen, right? What he took over here, right? Let's the regular gazlan halacha, right? Aside from the fact that it's truma, but this is the regular gzela went on over here. It's not any worse than any other monetary shaila of chulin. Shadayonim goyiv mimenu k'shasak gzela. That the dayonim koldek k'shasak gzela kelech siv asher gozal. The pasuk says asher gozal. That's the moral learns kimosher gozal. The value that it was at the time of the gzeilum. Now let's hear this, because this is if you understand well over here, we have to ask ourselves a question. So let's hear again what Mura is saying. Mura is saying is that, and Rashi speaks it out even clearer, the Gemara says that we're clearing a shaila that the mechayev of truma is it lefi domim or lefi mida. So we have a pound, originally it was $4. Now a pound is $1. Alright? Now the chiva of truma definitely is to pay, with the fruit. So you'll pay you're going to be giving a pound. Alright? Alright? You're giving the fruit over here. Now, the Gemara says, that if your chiva is lefi, is lefi mida, so shine. So you paid a pound. That's the chur. That should be sufficient, right? Even though value wise, you're paying less than what you ate. But that's what Lefimida would say. Lefidomen would say that Yechiv is the value that you ate. So you can't, it's not enough to pay 1 pound. You have to pay 4 pounds today. Because you have to pay the value in the form of paytas. So that's what you have to do. So L'chayda Zochti Gemara, there should be an afkamina. So on that thing Gemara says, and like Rashi points out, that true as far as the truma, the chiyuv for truma is concerned, the kapara aspect, there will be an afkamina, but since you have to satisfy the regular gzela, that happened over here, and that gzela is definitely the fidomim, so even if truma is the fimida, but it's not going to help you get away with just giving 1 pound, because you have a chiyuv of 4, as far as the gzela is concerned. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that therefore, there's not going to be any nafkamina. Now we have to ask ourselves, this is what Mefarsh Masechta Feger asks it over here in the Gilin HaShas, that there's still the nafkamina over here. Because if you're telling lefi mida, right, so that means that the din truma is really mechayev today only 1 pound. So what you could do is give him, 1 pound of apples, and the other $3 that you own, compare him cash. Because that's the chiyuv of gzela. But if the din of truma was a din of fidomim, the machayev of truma, so that's definitely that the form of payment of truma has to be in the form of payris. So if the chiyuv of truma was a chiyuv lefidomim, so then he'd have to pay the entire 4 in the payris form. That's what Rav Feger is asking, right? And what's the Gemara saying over here? And like Rashi almost leads us on to this, right? Rashi says Nahi that mitzad truma in the kapora. You could get that with paying the 1 pound, but you can't just stop there because you have Yechiv Gazlan. So on that we have to ask ourselves, okay? So if so, then that's the difference. Let it be that you can pay for that, but it has different rules of payment. Yeah, inside guys, you can pay cash, but right, as far as if it was a truma payment, then you have to be paying that.
And also, if you'd have the extra fifth, would also right.
Right, you know. right. Another nafkamina is as far as the fifth is concerned, very good. Right, whether there's a chiva on a fifth, Feger talks also about as far as mechila is concerned.
You mean whether it should be cash or the
well, what are you referring to now?
Well, the fifth.
The fifth.
Whether it should be, it could be.
Are you
cash
paying a fifth,
or could be?
No. The question is a fifth of what? Of what?
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
You know, if you're only paying a fifth of your truma payment, right? So if your truma payment could be satisfied with 1 pound, so your fifth is a fifth of the 1 pound. But if the truma payment is 5 pounds, so then your fifth will be a fifth of that. So right, there's an afkamina in that, right? And like mentioning that there's an afkamina as far as mechila is concerned, also like Rashi mentions that the chiv of truma is a kapora. Being that it's kapora, so it's mevuyeh l'gemara that the kohen can't be meichelit. But if it's gzela, so he can be meichel. Right? So there, that's this Reb Feger over here. If you look over here in the Gilin HaShas. You see what that is, Reb Nachum over here. If you follow on the right margin of the Gemara, follow it down. The Gilin HaShas,
yeah.
Right? This Gilin HaShas. This is the famous Reb Kiva Eger. He asked the question on the Gemara. Le'gor Megazlin, Kosho Li. Right? I have difficulty understanding this Gemara. Hamikom Makom Nafkamina. Nevertheless, there's a Nafkamina. The im chayev rak midin gazlon. If the chiyev on these other three is only from the din of gazlon, yochol l'shalim chageyuru beperis lots isidei kaporo. He could pay 1 pound peris worth for the chiyev truma. Vasham l'shalim b'mois, and the rest he could pay with cash. That coin yochol limcho. The coin could be moichol the other three. V'gam hachoymish. Who rak min chagayu, right? And the chaymish, like you said, also is only from the truma payment. Aval im lefidomim tzorch l'shalim. Aval im lefidomim tzorch l'shalim dagayu v'chomisham mipri. Okay, niyachal imcho. But if the chiv of truma is lefidomim, so then the entire 4 has to be made dafka from Paris, and the chomish will be on that, and the kohen can't be meichel. So Reb Feig is asking, question before we deal with over here, that why does the Gemara say that there is no nafkamina in this case, when it started about being four, went down to one? Even though you'll have to replace definitely a value of four, but there still is a few nafkaminas that he mentions over here. Now, it's interesting, if you're familiar with Kiva Eger's kashas, it usually, ends, with a tzorachian, this, that, you could measure the level of a difficulty of the question. Now, over here, he just, koshali, that's what it is. But if you look in other places where it's brought down from Kfeger, the question is ended with a stronger remark. Tzorachin Godel, is the question. All right, it's a difficult question. Okay, but if we hear good what the shaila is, that right, we should really stumble on this question ourselves. Okay. So for whatever reason, the Gemara is looking for a nafkamina as far as value is concerned. All right, right. Paying if you will save value or not. So the Gemara is saying in this case over here, you're not going to save any value. There's no difference because the amount of value which is going to end up with which is going to be exchanged between the Yisrael and the Kohen, regardless, will be four. That's the Gemara saying over here. Therefore, Zot Gemara, the nafkamina will be in the opposite case. The opposite case over here. The pound originally, when it was eaten, was worth one zuz. Now, at the time of payment, it's worth four. My. Lefimid mishalim, do we say lefimid mishalim? Domale gar yu ochal gar yu mishalim. You took 1 pound, you got to pay a pound. So even though right now that if you're paying a pound, then you're really paying value wise. You're paying more than you took. But if the mechayev of truma is the femida, then that's what we have to pay. Right? So that's what we mean to say this. So that nafmina will be when there's a chumra. If there's a chumra, as far as in truma, that's where the nafmina will be. As far as the regular gzela over here, that since it was one worth one at the time when he ate it, so he only has to pay the value of one pound, which was at the time, which was $1. So it's still $1. So even though right now, in order to replace that pound, you need four. But as far as gzeil is concerned, you don't have to pay more than that. Yeah. So if there's a change in the market, person stole something, right, from someone, right, and it's not here, it got ruined, whatever it is, and at the time that he stole it, it was worth one price, and the market went up, and now in order to replace that item, it costs you four times the amount. No, you don't got to pay. You only have to pay the din of gzeila v'lo mechayev to pay how much it's worth at the time of gzeila, even though the person can't replace the item now with the value that you're going to give him. Right, that's the din of gzeila. You're paying the chiv is shavis. On the side over here, that the chiv truma is mechayev to mida, that you have to replace the amount that was stolen. So in this case, there'll be nafkamina that as far as the din of gzeil is concerned, it would never be mechayiv to do such a thing. Dom is not mechayiv that. But if the chiyav truma is to replace the amount that was stolen, that's what's mechayiv when at the time when he ate the pound. His chiyav is a chiyav pound. So you got to get back a pound. So it's irrelevant, the value. So even if the value went up, you still got to get him a whole pound. So that's more saying that that's what the nafkamina will be. If it's lefimida, you stole a pound, you got to get back a pound. Even though right now a pound is more expensive than it was at the time that you stole it. Oidil molefidom mishalim, bezuzo ocha, bezuzo mishalim. Okay, so that's the Gemara Shaila. Let's see. Toshma. Zotim Omar Yosef Toshmal Springer Raya. Right, the Gemara brings a raya over here. along the lines of Nachman that you started talking. Toshma, ochal gregus v'shimon loy tmorim. Right, we'll see. It's not exactly what you're saying, but that this is an afkamina where it is. Ochal gregus v'shimon loy tmorim. Tovoy olav bracha. Yeah, the Braisa says that someone ate b'shegeg gregus v'shilim loy tmorim, and he paid him the fruit. The paydays that he paid him back was with tmorim. So the Brahma says, Tovay lav bracha. Right? He's deserving of a bracha over here. So apparently he's doing something extra, more than he has to do. So the Gemara said, let's understand this. Yama b'shlam lafi mid mishalim. This only makes sense if we say that you pay lafi midah, amtu lahochi tovay lav bracha. If the chiv is midah, 1 pound for a pound, right? So he was mechuyev a pound when he ate it, and he's paying a pound. The ochel gar yud gregus, the shavi zuzu, because you have gar yud tomorrow, the shavi arbo. There's a tavla bracha that he's giving him more. He's giving him something more than he took. That's a tavla bracha. He's giving him more value. Had it come to be that he's giving him more value? Well, because the chiv, that only makes sense if the chiv, that he, in order to satisfy his chiv, is a midah. So when he's paying the midah, being that he's using something which is more expensive, so he's satisfying his chiv in measure, but by giving the other person more value, so that's the tavel of bracha, that he's giving him more value. That's the tavel of bracha. But if the chiv is lefidomim, that means that originally when whatever he ate, he was mechiv value. So even if he ate gregris, but that means that he ate a dollar's worth of peris. So he's mechiv now a dollar's worth. So even if it were to be that tomorrow are more expensive, but he's not, no reason for him to be paying a full pound now. Why are you paying a pound? You're just mechiv to pay the value. So if the chiv is in value, so the Gemara says, what's the tavel of bracha? Right? He took a dollar's worth, and he's giving back a dollar's worth. The fact that, you know, he took one grade and he gave him, you know, a different, you know, doesn't help us because he's paying him less. Right? It's more expensive fruit, but he's paying less poundage. Right? So it's all money value. It's all the same. El yam if you don't mishalim, I might have a bracha. Bezuzu ocha, bezuzu kam mishalim. He ate a zuz worth, now I gave him a zuz worth. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that lechayr this price would seem to imply the fee mid mishalim, and that's how it's possible that there's a tavel of bracha, because when he's satisfying his chiyav, he's really going to be giving him more value in the situation when he decided to give him something else. Of them, I'm thinking more as a no. On my bad, Olam lefi dama mishalim. When I tell the bracha, the ochal midi lekoft leizvine, become mishal midi the koft leizvine. Abai says no. That we can answer, we can explain the tavla of bracha even if the value is the same. Maybe takel lechiv is lefi dama, and therefore he's not getting any more value. But the tavla of bracha over here is because this merchandise is there are more buyers that are interested in it. So the tavla bracha is that he gave him something that's easier to transfer into cash than what he ate. That's the tavla of bracha. So therefore, we could touch the tavla of bracha in this price, even if it were to be lefi domim mishalim. Domim mishalim. Oh, I feel bad that it's late. We didn't even get to the raya from our Mishnah. So let's just quickly say it over here. The chaperan. Let's jump back to our Mishnah over here. Zot Mishnah. Ha'ichol chumas chomis v'pesa b'shoig mishalim keren v'choymish b'meizid potem tashlum b'neitzim. Let's hear that again. Ha'ichol chumas chomis b'pesa b'shoigig. If someone, you hear what the case over here is? This is this case over here that we've been talking about now, someone who eats chumas b'shoigig. The new piece of the case over here is that it's chomis on Pesach. Chomis on Pesach, yeah. Is chori osbano. So the Mishnah says that if it was done b'shegeg, you pay keren v'chaymish. Right? You have the chiyuvim. b'meizid, if it was done b'meizid, you potter mitashlumin u'me'etim. You potter for the value, and you potter even me'etim. Me'etim is what we refer to that's the benefit that one could have even from truma t'meya, that he could use it as fuel. So the Mishnah says that b'meizid, he's potter tashlumin, not only from the value to be nene from to eat itself, but even the meyetim. Now, Agamara says like this. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, brings our Mishnah, and we want to bring a raya. Right? How do you understand over here? What's the difference? What's the difference over here that the shoygi have a chiv, meizid you don't have a chiv? Why is that so? Zotmar, it's not, see by the two dots. Tanan, hoi chal chumas chom se pesach v'shreg v'shalan kem chaymish. The Gemara over here is from the Reisha. There's a chiv. The chiv of achilas chumas v'shreg applies even if it's chomas on pesach. Yeah, but then if you meet m'shalan m'shapin. If the chiv is midon, so you understand that you mechiv to pay aliyam if you don't m'shalim. But if you're paying value, chomas v'pesach v'adomim hu, does chomas have any value? It's also by no, right? Chomas on Pesach is also by no. It has no value. So how could the Mishnah say that someone eats truma as chomas on Pesach, he has to pay keren v'chomish? There is no value here. So zot mo, this is a raya that the chiv of truma is a chiv mida. So it doesn't work with value at all. And this is another piece that comes out of this. That this is another nafkamina. I'm not going to speak this out, but that's what comes out. That's bringing a right from over here. Another nafkamina, whether you're paying a fidom or fimida, is that let's say what he took, what he ate from the kohen, did not have any value. It was valueless.
Well, that's only on Pesach.
Whatever. Okay. I mean, there could be other. Yeah. Right.
It's Rihanna.
Yeah. Other ways. Right. But this is our situation over here. Why it's valueless? It doesn't have any value. So on that, Gemara says. So if your din, your chiyuv payment revolves around value, so there's no value, so there's nothing to pay, no chiv. But if the chiv is measure, that's what's mechayev. So the measure is here, right? It's still a pound. So whatever the pound that was taken, that you mechayev to pay a pound. So on that thing we're saying over there, you see from the Mishnah that says that if someone needs chum b'shege on Pesach, then he has the chiv, he has to pay keren v'chaymish, that would imply that the chiv truma is a chiyuv lefi mida, right? Because if you don't, then there's nothing to pay. Okay, we'll just say one line over here, even though we don't have the whole cheshbon over here, we'll start you off, so you know, you'll be able to finish off yourself. Mara says, the Mara says, there definitely is domim. You know why? The Mara says, we could conveniently arrange that our Mishnah holds that chometz on Pesach has a no. We know from before that Rabbi Yisak Lili Shita is that chometz on Pesach is only also b'achila, it's mutter b'hano. So if it is a bar domim, so we would not have a raya from our Mishnah which says that the zachiv on achilas shum b'shegig when you eat chometz. And the raya we thought was because it's also by it's valueless. According to Rabbi Yisak Lili, it's not valueless because according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, let it be that you can't eat it. Right, but it's not worse than shuma tmeya. You can't eat shuma tmeya either, right? But you have other forms of using it. So this you can use also. So that's what the chiyuv is, right? The chiyuv is the domim is the value that it does have. Okay, right? It does have dom. Right, and the one just has to work out the safe of the Mishnah according to this. Right, the same Mishnah says b'meizid yipoter. Right, that's the issue over here. Right, b'meizid yipoter. So if the reason why you were poter, like more thought. The reason why Yechayiv in the Reisha is because a special Truma Halacham, that Truma is L'fimidah, so then it's good to say, if you do B'mezid, B'mezid doesn't have that din, B'mezid is the regular Gazlan din, fine, so then you're part of it, because there's no Dhamma over here. So that would be the explanation of the Reisha in the Sefer. But now that we're saying that our mission is Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and you have value over here, so then you should have a Chi of Gazlan also. Right? So B'mezid, why are you part of B'mezid? Someone has to explain that.
Okay.